Well, it's time for a beer.
Hey, Derry.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
I think we need one.
Yeah.
You know, somebody asked me, like, do you guys have a script or anything or a plan? And no.
Never.
If we were any good, we probably should.
You know, but most interviews I do, unless it's something really specific like healthcare or someone coming in to talk
right.
professional, that is not what we do.
That's, but, well, I don't know. I mean... So cold beer is good for the soul and the body.
I think we teach people something.
I mean, that's an ailment cure, I'd say.
But I really never script anything, because if you try to, then you almost sound...
Yeah, it's not authentic.
You sound doofus.
Right.
You know,
I agree.
Which I guess I do anyways.
But. Tuba Dan doesn't script any of his commercials.
You can tell.
Cheers.
You can. <I'm just kidding. laughs> Oh, man.
I'm excited. This is our American lager I've been telling you about. We just released it yesterday officially. Ooh,
that's good.
Yeah. So, we have it in bottles in draft. We have a custom designed label by Boucha, otherwise known as Jan, which is my wonderful mother-in-law.
I love that.
Yeah.
We got the flags on there.
We got the flag. It's the 250th anniversary edition of our great nation.
Love it. Who does your graphics? Do you get? You
that's what up? I'm saying. She did.
Oh, she did. Oh,
she
yeah.
drew that.
You
yeah.
just said that. I was yep. enjoying the beer here. She drew that. Wow.
Yeah. So this is the light. I wouldn't say it's a Miller Lite, but it's the lightest beer we have ever made.
And even ABV as well.
Actually, probably not. We have our Berliner, that tart beer mm-hmm. that'll be coming out soon. That's a little less than this one, but. This is under 5.
I guess we've talked about that before. Just because it's a lighter beer doesn't mean the ABV is
correct.
Also,
yeah.
Light.
But this is very drinkable. It's 4.8, clean, crisp. It's kind of my vision or idea of what like an Anheuser-Busch might have tasted like in the 1950s.
Sure. Yeah. So when did you start on this and kind of refining it? And
this was probably a 3-month project. We made one batch on the little system. And
so
then
I was
going to
ask that
tweaks.
Too. Do you yeah. have like a test system you do?
Yeah, for this one we did. That's one thing we added last year. We never did have that. So whenever we had a new recipe, we just kind of crossed our fingers and hoped it worked yeah. out. But
did you have to do a full vat then, or did you try and like measure?
No, this one we did one little batch and then we ratioed it up and we did a full big batch.
Wow.
So
how many gallons do you get out of
this? It's 20 barrels, so that's like 650 gallons.
Yeah, you better hope it turns out good. Yeah, right?
It's a good weekend.
It's a good weekend, yeah. We'll get you through a couple brat fries.
Right, yeah. Yeah, goodness. No, it's good. We're excited about it. There's a lot of buzz. We used organic Wisconsin malted barley. We used a little bit of rice just to lighten it up and make it a little crisper. And then we used Willamette hops from the Willamette Valley in Oregon,
mm-hmm.
watered with Willamette water and grown in Willamette soil. So
really?
Yeah.
Boy, that's detailed
like
stuff.
The genuine deal.
So let's say you couldn't get hops from Oregon.
Yeah.
Could you recreate something really, really close?
Yeah, well, it's
funny.
If
you're in a pinch, you know?
So I was reading, when I was researching this recipe, trying to figure out how to make it, I was talking to our hop supplier, and he recommended Willamette hops because he said, we buy our hops from this company called Crosby Hops, and they're like 125-year generation family hop farm out in the Pacific Northwest. Mm-hmm. And they're really like nationally known as like some of the best hop producers in the world. So anyway, he was saying of all the hops they grow, this is like, if he had to pick one hop that's like a genuine hop, you know, like he said this one. So we decided to make this one. And then I was reading about it, and Anheuser-Busch, actually, they got this started through the USDA breeding program because they were using, I think it was Fuggle hops or Fuggle hops, however you want to say it. And
depends
and,
on how
and
many
they didn't want
to,
so those were, that's a European hop. And they didn't want to bring it over because it was expensive. So they tried growing it in the U.S. and it just didn't grow as well. So they didn't like it as much. So they wanted something that was representative of the European hop but grew well in U.S. soil and climate. So this is what you got. And they started using it.
So. It's got to be, you know, soil acidity, all the
You know, just like wine, you know, like the terroir, you know, is a big factor in flavor, and beer is the same way. Like barley is a natural product, hops are a natural product,
and it just happens to be that area where it matches.
Exactly. That's why some of the like the greatest pilsners in the world come from the Czech or the areas of Germany, and it's just like that was where they started because the conditions were right to make those.
Sure. Yeah. Very interesting. Well, we've got a beautiful forecast.
We do. I mean, unbelievable. It's and the Brewers are in first. I mean, I like, what the heck is going on?
Have you gotten to a game yet at all?
No. Well, I take that back. We went to the Timber Rattler game last night.
Oh, okay.
My wife and I, we had a nice little date night. They have $3 blue-eyed blondes on Thursday nights, and I think it was $2 brats, so you can't beat it.
Very cool.
And then I think we're going to – the Dock Spiders kicked off on Wednesday, but they're home on Sunday, so we're going to go – we're going to take the family to the Dock Spiders game on Sunday. They have a brand new – I don't know if you heard, they have put in artificial turf.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so like the whole baseball field is artificial turf, and they're pretty excited about it because I guess they can – like there won't be any rainouts, you know, or very, very few. And then they can host tournaments now, like high school, college tournaments. And
very nice.
But we do want to get down to a Brewer game. Have you been down yet?
Not yet. Not this year. I think Wayne was down at one or two, but no, not yet.
They're exciting. You know, the Miz is fun to watch. I was watching, I think it was Tuesday night, and they said, I saw a stat, he like pitched 54 balls over 100 miles an hour in one game. It was like the most anyone's ever thrown over 100 since like the radar, you know, like the radar era, I guess. So, you know, they didn't have that back in the day, obviously.
Sure. Wow, that's crazy.
Crazy, right?
That's got shoulder surgery written all
shoulder
over it. Shoulder surgery. You got that right. Anything coming up at Knuth?
Let's see. We have live music live music next weekend. We got Dan Broxma and Al Munchau. And then the Ripping concerts start tonight downtown. The Jazz on the Square tonight.
Yep.
So we got that rolling, and yeah.
Very cool.
Moving into summer.
Contact info.
748-5188.
It's a great beer.
Thank you. Cheers.